I want to ride my... This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. My name is Kylie Walczak, a host here with Pedaling the Pueblo, and today I'm joined by Andy Bemis, who is a former host of Pedaling the Pueblo.
Hey, Kylie.
And also the current bicycle and pedestrian program coordinator for the city of Tucson. Thanks for joining us. So we're nearing the end of 2019. As is typical, there's a lot of looking back at accomplishments. We decided to kind of turn that around and just look forward at what's about to happen in 2020, because there's a lot of things that are headed our way to improve biking and walking safety in Tucson. Before we get to that, though, I want to hear some highlights from 2019.
Yes, we do have a ton of fun stuff coming in 2020, but I don't want to overlook the great things that did happen in 2019. It was a very good year for bicycle planning and design, and we installed over 10 miles of new protected or buffered bike lanes in the city of Tucson. That includes sections of Speedway on the west side around Greasewood, new buffered bike lanes there. That includes Congress Street west of I-10 from I-10 to Silverbell. From a bike parking standpoint, we have a free bike rack distribution program I hope everyone knows about. We had a lot of people take advantage of that last year, and we installed 97 new bike parking spaces at businesses and organizations and schools all around Tucson. Tugo bike share operations continued to be successful. They grew their ridership this year and had over 25,000 trips taken. And then just in the last 3.5 months of the year, we've had over 145,000 trips taken on electric scooters in the first half of our pilot program.
And it seems like the momentum is just building, because we're just starting to get into Prop 407, which was approved by voters last year. What can we expect and look forward to in 2020?
We have a lot of projects coming in the pipeline. Prop 407 is great. We definitely have our hands full. Hopefully community members have been able to come, or at least hear about many of the outreach events we've done so far as we get into the design of some of those projects. But scheduled for actually finishing design and starting construction in 2020, we have over 33 miles that we will add to the Bicycle Boulevard network. So that's those residential low-stress biking and walking streets with push-button crossings at the major streets and good traffic calming through the neighborhoods. And that's on 10 different corridors. So by the end of 2020, 33 new miles on 10 corridors of bike boulevards, really helping connect the network. There are more Prop 101 resurfacing packages coming up on our major streets, which give us opportunities to add more bicycle infrastructure where it wasn't before. So a big one I'm excited about is Main Avenue from Speedway down to St. Mary's, which would tie in with the existing protected bike lane on St. Mary's. That also connects to the western end of the university and 3rd Street Bike Boulevard. So 2020 will be a year of connecting the dots, I think, and really starting to get the network to come together.
What else?
There are two big plans that will be one finished and another kicked off and close to finishing. So the first is the Pedestrian Safety Action Plan. I know this is Pedaling the Pueblo, but I think it's relevant for people on bikes too. So we've done a deep dive into the data, looking at what are the top contributing factors to pedestrian safety problems in the city, and made a plan and a timeline for addressing them. So we'll be finishing that plan here in early 2020 and starting to implement its recommendations. The big one is we're starting a long-range mobility master plan for all modes. And that really is going to inform and recommend our transportation investments over the next 20 years in this community. So it's really important to us that that's really informed by community feedback and what the needs are in Tucson and how the transportation network is or isn't working for people right now and what people want to see improve. First week of February will be the public launch of that planning effort. We want to come to your neighborhood association. We want to hear from you. We'll be putting a survey out in the very beginning of February, asking folks to weigh in on their transportation priorities. And by the end of the year, we should have a really comprehensive list of new projects that we will go out to fund over the next 20 years.
Big announcement from the Department of Transportation.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the events and encouragement side of things, we Cyclovia Tucson has become this flagship event in our community. I think we do it, in partnership with Living Streets Alliance and a lot of other organizations. We do it as well as anyone in the country, maybe in the world. We want to do it more and better. So in 2020, we're excited to announce that we're going to launch at least one more Cyclovia event. So in addition to the regular spring and fall, we're going to be targeting a summer event, maybe even a nighttime event, Cyclovia Tucson. So watch out for that. And we just hope to grow that amazing event and get more people out biking and walking more regularly in more parts of town on streets free from cars.
All right. That's all we have time for. Thanks so much, Andy. And we're looking forward to seeing our city become safer for biking and walking in the next years.
My pleasure. Hope to be back soon and give you another update.
Support for Pedaling the Pueblo and KXCI is provided by Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona, promoting safer cycling on Arizona's roads and pathways by networking with government agencies, cycling groups, and organizations. More information on Facebook at Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona.